From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. President Barack Obama says he had productive talks with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Syria, but the two leaders were unable to reach a ceasefire agreement that would allow for more humanitarian aid into the country.
We have had some productive conversations about what a real cessation of hostilities would look like that would allow us both, the United States and Russia, to focus our attention on common enemies like ISIL and Nusra.
Both leaders have instructed their top diplomats to continue working for an agreement. Mr. Obama spoke Monday at a news conference at the close of the Group of 20 Nations Leaders Summit in Hangzhou, China. He said he told Mr. Putin U.S. sanctions will remain on Russia until the Minsk ceasefire for Ukraine is implemented. President Obama is seeking to reassure nations in Southeast Asia that the U.S. is firmly committed to its rebalance to the region. He will be attending the Association of Southeast Asian Nations Summit and the East Asian Summit in Laos, where he will seek to further deepen ties with and increase America's influence in the region. A string of explosions Monday in Syria killed at least 48 people and wounded dozens. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Japan is denouncing North Korea's firing of three ballistic missiles into the Sea of Japan Monday. South Korea's chief of staff has identified them as Rodong missiles, which have a range of 1,000 kilometers. Japan's defense ministry says the rockets fell into its exclusive economic zone in the region, which is known in Korea as the East Sea. This is VOA News. The two leading U.S. presidential candidates, Democrat Hillary Clinton and Republican Donald Trump, headed Monday to the Midwestern state of Ohio, hoping to show their support for working families. On today's dates, passed each other on the airport tarmac in Cleveland, one of Ohio's biggest cities. Clinton holds a narrow edge over Trump in the latest political surveys in Ohio. U.S. political history says Trump has to win in Ohio in order to claim the White House. The latest opinion polls put Clinton up by about 4 points nationally. Those same polls continue to show that more than half of registered voters have an unfavorable view of both Clinton and Trump. A suicide bomber in a police uniform detonated a bomb near the Afghan Defense Ministry in Kabul Monday, killing at least 24 people and wounding more than 90. Afghanistan's Tolo TV reported that the ministry's senior commander, General Abdul Razik, along with the intelligence chief for the capital city and a district police chief, were among those killed. Witnesses say the attack happened as the victims gathered to inspect the site of an earlier small blast caused by another device that had been planted at the site. A new generation of lawmakers bent on preserving Hong Kong's independence from China is heading to victory in the territory's parliamentary elections. Final results showed pro-democracy candidates won 30 of 70 seats in the Legislative Council. Among the winners in Sunday's Legislative Council elections was 23-year-old Nathan Law, one of the leaders of the 2014 protest student-led pro-democracy umbrella revolution, which shut down key parts of Hong Kong for 79 days. Two other winners, 25-year-old Yao Wai-ching and Sixtus Baguio Lung of the Young Spiration Party. Irate truckers and farmers in France began the week by blocking traffic around the northeastern port city of Calais in the latest noisy protest against the recent influx of migrants. Meanwhile, in Germany, Chancellor Angela Merkel and her center-right Christian Democratic Party are weighing their next steps after being defeated by an upstart anti-immigrant party in her home state. Analysts describe Sunday's parliamentary vote in Germany's Mecklenburg-Vorpommern state as a rebuke to a year-old immigration policy in which the country took in more than 1 million asylum seekers in last year alone. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.